some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mara and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. The schus Yidid Nafshi. Moshe Yudah Ben Pesha Dina Heinis Shlita. Schus Yidid Nafshi. Shimshon Yitzchak Garber Shlita. Schus Yidid Nafshi. Reb Shmuel B'Yam Tishna Rachalei Stein Shlita. And Rav Avram Yitzchak ben Esther and Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Jaspin Shlita, they shall have bracha v'atzlach u'chamase yideyem, and the Schus Yidid Nafshi, Chan Meir ben Chaya Rachel, and all of these people should have bracha v'atzlach u'chamase yideyem, the Refuas, Rav Avram Yosef ben Chana, Sarolea Bas Rivka, and Tzvi ben Yittel, Moshe ben Malka, they should all have Brios HaShlema. We're going to be discussing the inyan of tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael, tzedakah in Chutz La'aretz, based on the Sefer Minchas Aviv. It's known that the parasha of tzedakah ends off parashas Re'eh with the words Pasoach Tiftach Es Yotcha La'achicha La'aniyecha Le'avyoncha Be'artzicha. So you have to open up your hand to the poor person in your land. So the Ramban already wonders that Ve'ata Amar, now it says, Ki Yitachin She'yimotzei Evyon Be'echad Min Hazmanu Ve'echad Min Hamakomis Asher Teshev Ba Ki Tam Ba'artzecha Ki Tam B'chol Moshvaseichem Be'aretz U'v'chutz La'aretz. Ramban is wondering, what's this Ba'artzecha in your land? Tzedakah is only a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael? Last I checked, tzedakah is a mitzvah everywhere. Wherever there are poor people, there's a mitzvah tzedakah. On the moon, there's no mitzvah of tzedakah. But wherever there are poor people, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. So therefore, the Ramban explains that what Ba'artzecha means is wherever Jewish people are living, that's what Ba'artzecha, in your land. Wherever Jewish people are living, that's what Ba'artzecha means. B'chol atar ve'atar. Every place. Rabbeinu B'chaye also is bothered by the Ba'artzecha in this pasuk, and he gives two explanations. Number one, based on the famous Ramban, Bereishis 26:5, Vayikra 18:25, Dvarim 11:18, that even the obligations of the body in Chutz La'aretz, not only Chovas HaKarka, not only the obligations on the land, but even obligations on the goof of a Jew are only done in Chutz La'aretz as a preparation for when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Yoresh Ikar Tzedakah Ein Ela Ba'aretz. The Ikar Mitzvah Tzedakah, says Rabbeinu B'chaye, is only in the land of Israel. Al B'shechovas HaGuf, and even though it's a bodily obligation, not an obligation on the land, still the Ikar is in Eretz Yisrael. He says, like the other mitzvahs, the Ikar of mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Because all mitzvahs, mishpat elokei haaretz. So we know that the primary place of fulfillment of mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael, and what we do in Chutz La'aretz is just a preparation when we get to Eretz Yisrael, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim, make markers in Chutz La'aretz to prepare yourself for Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it says Ba'aretz. L'chilufin, another possibility of the Rabbeinu B'chaye, is that the end of the pasuk connects to the promise of the bracha to one who gives tzedakah at the end of the previous pasuk. With the mitzvah of Shemitah, Sakarka, in the background, as the Rabbeinu B'chaye explains. Oh, yeah, Biur Milas Baratzacha, Vilu Baratzacha. B'tam Aparashi, Shamar Lecha, Shalot, Tomer, Kovash, Nasa, Shevash, Nasa, Shemitah. V'im Ani Tzarech, La'ashmit, Ma'osar, Kokosai, Be'eretz, Eich, Etein, Sham, Tzedakah. Nimshini, Mafsid, Buchol, Tzad. V'al Kein, Emar, V'lei Ravcha, Levavcha, Besitcha, Lo, Ki Bugal, Dover, Azeh. Al Kein, Anochi, Mitzavcha, Lemar, Shetiftach, Yotcha, La'niyecha, Levyonecha. Afilu ba'aretz shata meshamet shamet shelcha ben shmitas karkos ben shmitas ksafim sham ani mashircha ala tzedaka ki Hashem yisbarach yivarecha al ze v'yosif al shelcha kol shken shata tzarech ala tzedaka b'chutz la'aretz she'ein sham shmitas karkos. Lamadnu b'zeh. I'm going to explain in a moment. B'zeh Hashem. Ki kishehizkir ba'aretz uchalo b'lamayt chutz la'aretz shimaisa kafana b'aretz dafka yamaskir akasik v'sevo ala aretz v'vochem ala aretz kinyin shematzinu v'mitzat liyas b'aretz. So Rabbeinu B'chaya explains that it's telling you even in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael there's a mitzvah of Shemitah. So you might think, why should I loan my friend money? Shemitah's going to come and cancel the loan. So the answer is, no, God's going to, you should give him tzedakah and God's going to bless you. The Torah promises blessing when you give tzedakah. It's a good geschäft. It's a guta hashkah. Hashkah is in modern Hebrew an investment. So you want a good investment, tzedakah is a very good investment. God promises you a bracha. People go for Rav Chaim Kanievsky for brachas. People go to Rabbi David Wachatzera for brachas. Azar Rebbe, Azara, it's all good. Go to Rebbe's for brachas. But here you have a bracha from the Rebbe of all Rebbe's, the master of the universe. So don't think if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to give it a loan because you're not going to open up your hand to the poor because you have Shemitah, you have Shemitah's karkos, you have Shemitah's ksafim, that you're not allowed to work the land and you have to cancel loans. So you're going to say, why should I give tzedakah? You know, it's I don't want to lose any more money. It's hard enough in Eretz Yisrael with all these shemitas, with the canceling of the loan and the canceling of the and not working the seventh year in the land. So you're not going to want to give tzedakah. So everyone says, no. You should still give tzedakah. Open up your hand because God's going to bless you. Even though in Eretz Yisrael things are a little more challenging because there's Shemitah, nevertheless you should still give tzedakah even in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Chutz Laretz. So the Ba'aretz wasn't coming to exclude Chutz Laretz. It's going to tell you even in Eretz Yisrael. So, according to the Ramban, the word Ba'artzicha means everywhere. But then we have a question on the Ramban. At the beginning it says, Ki yebucha evyon me'echad echecha b'echad shirecha Ba'artzicha asher Hashem elokecha nosein loch, in the land God gives you. So how can the Ramban say that Ba'artzicha means everywhere you are, in any land you are, when here it's explicit, the land that God gave you, which is Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Rabbeinu B'chaye, when it says Ba'artzicha, it means Eretz Yisrael. Like Rabbeinu B'chaye says, it means even Eretz Yisrael. Like in a second parish, even in Eretz Yisrael you should give tzedakah. Certainly in Chutz Laretz. And Rabbeinu B'chaye says that if it meant only in Eretz Yisrael, then it would have said, Ki savo el haaretz, or bevoachem el haaretz. So it must mean, it doesn't only mean Eretz Yisrael. Okay. But it says, B'sha'arecha asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. Ki yebucha evyon me'echad achecha b'chad sha'arecha asher b'artzecha asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lach. In the land that God gave you. So this would imply that it's dafka Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz Laretz. He wants to say it means even Eretz Yisrael. And how does he get that? Because it doesn't say you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say kisavo al aretz. It doesn't say bevoachem al aretz. That's in the second parish. It doesn't say you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So from here, even though it's talking about Eretz Yisrael, but it means even Eretz Yisrael, but also Chutz Laretz, because it doesn't say anything about you coming to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but it says in the land that God gave you. So we see at the end of the first parak of Makkos, the Gabi Minu Shoftim, Makkos 7a, Rambam, Mechos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. See, here also, it seems that it's talking dafka about Eretz Yisrael, the land God gave you. In the first parish of Rabbeinu Bechaya, we have a problem. That, why dafka does it tell us that you're only, that the Yekar Kiyum Mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael by the Mitzvah of Tzedakah? And that in Chutz La'aretz we're only doing it to practice. Why is it talked dafka gabe Mitzvah Tzedakah? This is, besides the other issues there are with the Shitas HaRamban. But that Yekar Kiyum Mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is only a preparation. Why is the Hatzibi Lach Tziyunim, why is this, you're only preparing, the Yekar Kiyum Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, and you're only preparing in Chutz La'aretz, why is that mentioned, the Gabi Mitzvah Staka, Dafka? In the Perish HaTura Aruch, he says, to me, Alam HaRab Artzicha. So you also ask this kasha, what does it mean in your land? The Efsher maybe says, you know why it says Dafka Eretz Yisrael? It's coming to say, first and foremost, you give to the poor of Israel, like it says in the Pasuk, that first comes Imcha, the Yeranim, the anim of your city, and then the anim of a different city. So it says, Ba'artzecha, that Aniyah Eretz Yisrael come first. So what's interesting is that he notes, as Animcha, that's talking about the mitzvah of Halva, in Kesef Tavet, and as Amiyah Animcha, we recently had Shiurim in that Pasuk, Barichos, Baruch Hashem. But there, it doesn't say anything about Eretz Yisrael. All it does tell us there is that the poor of your city come first. Nothing about Eretz Yisrael. The Torah wants to say, it's telling you the gift to the Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael first. However, the truth is that this Kadima, that Ani Eretz Yisrael come first, appears in the Sifri, referring to Tzedakah. Not at the end of the parasha, the beginning of the parasha, B'chad Sharecha, says the Medrash, this is free. Pesach Kutzav Zayin. Yoshvi Yerecha called Yoshvi Yeracheres. The Aretzicha, Yoshvi Yerech called Yoshvi Chutz La'aretz. B'chad Sharecha means that those who dwell in your land precede those who dwell in a different city. Those who dwell in your city precede those who dwell in a different city. The Aretzicha, Yoshvi Yerech, those who sit in Eretz Yisrael called Yoshvi Chutz La'aretz precede those who are in Chutz La'aretz. So you see that Ba'artzecha is referring to Eretz Yisrael, Kepshuto, not like the Ramban says that it's referring to Chutz La'aretz. Unless you want to be Mechal, according to Ramban, between the beginning of the parasha, when it's referring to Eretz Yisrael, and the end of the parasha, it's referring to Chutz La'aretz. And number two, it's Mefurish, that the mitzvah is both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and the only difference is in Kadima, what comes first? That Yoshvei Ha'aretz precede Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz. That those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael come before those who dwell in Chutz La'aretz. So we'd like to explore this inyan of Kadima and why Dafka and the Eretz Yisrael come first. The Sifri is brought in the Sefer Mitzvah Gadol, it says Kuf Samach Beis, Paskin Alocha, Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea, Reish Nanalev, Siv Gimel. However, the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim 7:13 writes, an ani shu krovo kodem l'chol adam. An ani, who is your relative, precedes everybody else. Your krovim precede other people. Very important halacha. Your relatives come first. Aniye beso kodem l'aniyim, the aniyim of your home precede the aniyim of your city. So first the ani who's your relative is first. The ani who is in your house comes before the aniyim of your city. Ani yir, the aniyim of your city precede the aniyim of a different city. Shenemar al achicha l'aniyecha l'avyoncha ba'artzecha. So first Iro, first in your city, and then go to other cities. So we see that the Rambam establishes the Kadima, the preferences, what comes first, in Dinei Tzedaka, rooted in the Sifri. However, he omits significantly the fact that those who dwell in Eretz Yisrael precede those who dwell in Chutz Laretz. And this is discussed by the Achronim. There is Merkaz Harav is a website, Halacha Brura website. They have a maftech of the Rambam, and each halacha in the Rambam, the thousands of halachas of the Rambam, each one, they have a list, sometimes quite a lengthy list, of Mari Makomos that analyze the Rambam. So I use that as quite a helpful aid to the expansion of the little knowledge that I have, and I highly recommend it. You can also look in the Frankel Rambams, also their Makaris, of course, for this Rambam, and see how the Achronim deal with this conundrum. Why the Rambam omits that the Anim of Eretz Yisrael precede the Anim of Chutz Laretz. So the Achronim discuss a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's not the Ani of your city against the Ani of your city who lives in Chutz Laretz. So let's say I live in Brooklyn. Should I be giving to the Aniyim of Brooklyn first? Or should I be giving to the Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael first? The Bach, the rabbi, not the composer, Yerodeh Reish Dan Aleph, Sitin Katot and Dalet, writes, V'nira debishneim yir acheres kamar diyosh v'Eretz Yisrael kol niyosh v'chutz laretz. So if they're both from a different city, then Eretz Yisrael comes before Chutz Laretz. So if a Brooklyn guy can give to somebody from New Jersey, or give to somebody from Eretz Yisrael, you have to give to Eretz Yisrael first. Aval aniye iro b'chutz laretz, but aniye iro, those poor people of a person's city, in chutz laretz, pshita, they called me aniye aracheres filayim Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the guy from Brooklyn should give to the ani of Brooklyn before he gives to the Ani from Eretz Yisrael. And the Shach follows suit, like the Bach, Yoredeya, Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Vav, Lechora. We could ask the same question about other Kadimot, other preferences. Should you give a Karov a relative who does not live in your city before an Ani who's not a Karov, who does live in your city? Who should come first? Your relative who lives out of the city? Or somebody who lives in your city who's not a relative? So the Eimek HaNetziv on the Sifri writes, Misvara, based on a diuk in the Tanna de Be'elio, in Parasha Chafei, that B'nei Mishpachto called Mim. It's a minag, Motzi Shabbos learned Tanna de Be'elio. So many years I was zocher to sit at the tish of the Talna Rebbe Shlita. So every week he does a shtickle Tanna de Be'elio. It's a Baruch Hashem, it's Motzi Shabbos as we're speaking, and I get to learn something from the Tanna de Be'elio. That B'nei Mishpachto called Mim, Afilu Yim Doran Bir Acheres. That family members come first, even from a different city. So my relative from a different city is going to precede a non-relative from my own city. And it's very much mashmal like that in the Rambam. The Rambam establishes very, very resolutely, Ani shukrovo kodim uchal adam. Your relative comes before everybody else. Before he even starts talking about other preferences. Before he starts talking about the latter, he just says, first of all, you should know that Ani Shukrovo called him a choladim. And then he says, after he says that your relative comes first, then Ani Ebeso called him Ani Eiro called him Ani Eracheres, first Ani of your bias, then Ani of your city, and Ani of your city, and then Ani of another city. They're very important halachas, how to distribute your tzedakah money. So that makes sense. It makes sense that an ani that's your karov precedes everybody else. However, the question is, why isn't it even discussed? For example, the Bach brings up the question. Aniye Ircha, the Brooklyn guy giving to the people in Brooklyn first, or the people in Eretz Yisrael first? So that the Bach discusses. So why don't we discuss if there's a clash between the ani of your city and a karov who's not in your city? Why is it so pashut? Why is it so simple that an ani, shehu krovo, precedes everybody else? So the answer would seem simple. When we talk about aniyim that are your brothers, aniyim who are your relatives, why do you have to give them? Because we have a special connection? It says in the pasuk, famous pasuk, "Halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, ve'aniim merudim tavi bayis ki sira arm v'chisisa." U'mibesarcha lo yisisalim. It says you should give the poor your bread, and aniim you should bring to your house. When you see a naked person, you should cover him. And from your flesh, you shouldn't hide. You should make sure to help your relative. Mishlei 27:10, Tov shechein karav meach rachok. If the person's your neighbor, then he's even better than your brother. Meaning, not like Abed Staka. Staka, you give your brother first. But it shows that when it comes to Shechinim, there's a special kesher between you. When it comes to your relatives, there's a special connection between you. You, the giver, and the relative. When it comes to neighbors, there's also a connection. Your neighbors. And therefore, there's really nothing to talk about. Ani shukrovo is kadam l'chol adam. Because you have a personal connection. And therefore, of course, in a personal obligation, of course you have to worry about your relatives first. What was brought up for discussion by the Bach and by the Shach? Ani Eretz Yisrael who are not in your city versus the anim who are in your city. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they're connected. You're connected to your neighbor. You're connected to your relative. When it comes to Ani Eretz Yisrael, you're not giving because you have a special connection to this person. It's not like there's no connection, there's no zika between the ani and the nosein. The nosein is living in Brooklyn, and the ani is in Eretz Yisrael. So here you have a question. Is Eretz Yisrael going to win out? Or is the fact that he lives in my city going to win out? And maybe I have more of an obligation to someone in my city. So again, when it comes to a relative, there's nothing to talk about. Relative comes before anybody. That's a special obligation that we have to first take care of our relatives. But when it comes to an ani of Eretz Yisrael, an ani of my city, not an Eretz Yisrael, they're ready. We're not talking about any special connection I have to the ani of Eretz Yisrael. So that is something that has to be discussed. And why would an ani of Eretz Yisrael be first? Why would he take precedence over an ani from my city? In other words, what's the tzad to say that? In the end, the Bach says that aniya iro b'chutz laretz precede aniya acheres from Eretz Yisrael. If it's a different city in Chutz La'aretz, then the Ani of Eretz Yisrael is going to come first. Again, you have no special obligation towards either of them. But the Ani of Eretz Yisrael precedes the Ani from a different city. If it's an Ani of your city in Chutz La'aretz, and an Ani of Eretz Yisrael, the Ani of your city is going to come first. But why would you think that the Ani of Eretz Yisrael should come first? And why does the Ani of Eretz Yisrael beat the Ani from a different city? Not in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be there's a special madrega when someone lives in Eretz Yisrael that gives him a special spiritual stature. And it could be that he's part of a community. It says in the Gemara in Horias, Gimel Amud Aleph, we've discussed this in the past, in our Shiurim, that only in Eretz Yisrael there's a din of tzibur, of a true community, of unity. Famous Yisod of the Avnei Nezer and the Maharal and others. Chasim Sofer and the Tshuvas, he's a famous Tshuva, Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Dalet. He talks about giving Yoshvei Yerushalayim, those who live in Jerusalem, before giving Toshvei Shara Aretz. And his question is, are those who live in Ir HaKodesh, in Yerushalayim, more Baalei Maisa than those who live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael? And then he speaks about the Kedushas Yerushalayim B'zman HaZeh. Do you have to, can you force your spouse to move to Jerusalem even after the Churban? Very interesting tshuva. So it comes out then that giving to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael is in a completely different category than giving Krovim and giving Aniyei Yair. So you would think that those who live in Eretz Yisrael, they have more chashivas. And that's why the Bach and the Shach had to tell us, no, it's not true. That since this Ani lives in your city, you live in Brooklyn, the other Ani lives in Brooklyn, give to the Brooklyn first, even though the other Ani lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he has special chashivas, but still, you have a personal connection to the Ani of your city. You have to give to the Ani of your city. Why would that be? How do you explain the maskana? First of all, it could be like we said, that it's you have a personal connection. You're right, if the Ani is more chashiv in Eretz Yisrael, that's great, because he lives in Israel. But you have a personal connection to the Ani of your city, so you give the Ani of your city first. Could be in general it's an inyan of the chashivas of the Ani. Or could be it's more that if you have a personal connection, it doesn't matter how chashiv the Ani is, you give to the person with whom you have a personal connection. Or specifically Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if it's a really, really chashiv Ani, you give that Ani first. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael versus an Ani of your city, you give to the Ani of your city first, because the value of living in Eretz Yisrael doesn't override the value of giving to somebody you have a person to whom you have a personal connection. And it could be, we could go a step further. And we can say that putting B'nai Eretz Yisrael first is because of the Pasuk that defines Mitzvah Staka. Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev ha'aretz, ha'ken rochim mitzav chaleim, or pasuch tifach hasiyatcha lechich le'anich le'evyoncha ba'artzucha. There are always going to be poor people in the land, and therefore I'm commanding you, open up your hand to the poor. So this is a difficult Pasuk. Since there are always going to be poor people, so you have to give tzedakah. Let's say there weren't always going to be poor people. Let's say sometimes there are poor, sometimes there aren't. Then you don't have to give tzedakah. In Parashas Behar, this is Re'eh. In Parashas Behar, we have a parallel parasha of tzedakah, chapter 25, verse 35. It says, it doesn't say that they're always going to be poor in the land. It just says, if your brother is a poor, you got to help him out. In the Sifri, over there, Piskuf Yirches, it says, Eitza tova ani nosein lecha mitovascha. I'm giving you good advice. The Netziv explains, Kevin de koya ki lo yechdal, v'imu mitzvah ma'atam izu shelo yechdal, v'lachenu mitzave. U'mitzuveh. So the Tziv explains, like, what's this explanation of they're always going to be poor in your land, and therefore I'm commanding you to give tzedakah? What does the fact they're always poor mean they have to give tzedakah? Even if they're only sometimes poor, you should have to give tzedakah. So then the Tziv explains, so the Sifri explains, the Medrash says, that I'm giving you an Eitzah Tovah. I'm giving you an etzet, I'm giving you good advice. And it's not just good advice to the giver. It's got much broader dimensions than that. And this is beyond what it says in the parasha of Kiyam HaChicha. Kiyam HaChicha in Bahar is telling you something local. You have to help the poor. But here we're talking about Ki Lo Yechdal Evyon Mikarev Haaretz. Here we're talking about him being in the land. Be'echad She'arecha Be'aretzicha. He's in one of the gates in your land, in Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to build a society, a community in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's a special mitzvah to give those in Eretz Yisrael, because that helps build the land. So if poverty was only was not a common occurrence, it was just a temporary phenomenon, so of course you still have to help the poor. But then it would be in the parish of Kiyam HaChicha in Bahar. If you have a poor person, give the poor person, whether they're always going to be poor, not always going to be poor. But in Parashas Re'eh, we're talking about the nature of the society, of the community. Ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev haaretz. They're always going to be poor people in Eretz Yisrael. You have to fix Eretz Yisrael. And they're always going to be poor people there. And therefore I'm commanding you, Akenu nochi mitzavcha lemor. Pesach tiftach asiyatcha. I'm giving you an Eitzah Tova to build the community. Since they're always going to be poor, I just want to tell you that you have to make sure that that these poor are taken care of. And therefore you can build a strong society. So, to summarize, in Parshas Bahar, it's a specific mitzvah on the individual to give to the Ani. And in Parshas Re'eh, possibly, it's more of a national mitzvah. Of building, not only helping this specific poor person, but really of building Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since it's a constant phenomenon of poverty, therefore, if you want to build a good society that people are moral, ethical, people care about each other, people are taken care of, give tzedakah to them. Make sure that everybody is taken care of. That's more of a national, communal obligation. As opposed to Parshas Bahar, it's more individual. I'm giving you an Eitzah Tova to build a community. People should care about each other. So this is the communal aspect of tzedakah. So, Mir Tashem, I'm hoping that in the next year we will further explore this fascinating topic. And see continuing to flow as Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.